Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Denise Vela, please?
She's not home right now.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone online. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Yeah. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will probably not vote?
Yeah, vote.
Would that be a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, so in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right.
Thank yes.
You. All right, sir, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay.
Hispanic Latino, yeah.
All right, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
43.
43? All right.
Sir.
All right, sir, in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, all right?
Yes.
All right, so in thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied,
okay.
Yes,
sir. All right, so now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say, you know, they want the president and Congress to most focused on, okay? For each one, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focus on, okay? You say 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all to you, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one would be lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Would that be not all important, somewhat important, or most important from 0 to 10?
I think more important.
Okay, can you give me a number of importance from 0
eight.
To 10? 8, okay.
Eight.
What about improving K through 12th grade education?
8.
8, okay. What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
That would be 5.
5. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Yes. That would be 7.
7. And making college more affordable.
That would be 10.
10. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And then, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is, you know, doing his job as president? Would it be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved, and then that would be number 10.
Okay, strongly approved. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of this person or organization, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100.
That would be 100.
100, okay. What about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
That would be 100 too.
100, okay, let me see. 100, right. All right, what about Joe Biden?
Will be right now, because that will be 7.
70?
Yes.
Okay. All Okay, sir, and now I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10, how important, it is of an issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it's not important to you. Okay, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one would be restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. Would that be not all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Most important.
All right, what about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
That would be 80%.
All right, okay. What about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
That would be 10.
10, okay. Then authorizing prescription medication?
That would be 10.
10, all right. All right, thank you, sir. All right, so it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes, that would be 10.
Would that be a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
It's strong.
Strongly support, right? Or oppose?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 29 and over? Go ahead.
It's strong.
Would that be supporting or opposing?
Not supporting.
Okay, strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
I strongly support that. Okay. All right, sir, and regardless, where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think it's all depends, but yeah, it does bring more.
So be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Some more benefit, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah. All right, sir, regardless of where you stand on this ban, so do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there, issues more important right now?
There's another issue more important than that.
Okay, so it'd be more important. All right. All right, yeah. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel it is better approach for the government to focus its, efforts on? The first one be harm reduction, okay? An approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco products, or the other one says prohibition, okay, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost, prohibitive. Which one would you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one. All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, and now I'd like to read you some of the things, some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about this outcome, okay? The first one say the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from the back, from the black market sales. Would you say you're very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, what about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S., you know, from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, what about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, and public education, and tobacco control? Very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned about that. Okay, all right.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, we almost finished with this survey. I only have a couple more minutes to go, and now we should be done. I really appreciate your time and help with this survey, okay?
Okay, sir.
Okay, now I'm gonna read you some statements people, you know, have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down, you know, to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue to work rather than create a new class of criminal. Would you say you do not agree with that statement, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
I think I don't want to agree, yeah.
What number would you say of agreeness from 0 to 10?
It would be 8.
Okay, A, B, like you, like, mostly agree, okay, because...
Yes, okay.
Okay, so A, right?
Yes.
Okay, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans of underage smokers and education and, you know, the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's, you know, it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Would you say do not agree at all with the statement, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with the statement?
Not agree with the statement.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
That would be 8, too.
8, okay. All right, sir. Yeah. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to a large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding, you know, the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. Would you say do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
I strongly agree.
Okay, what number would you say? From
Number eight.
All right, and the last one says, today's adult smokers come, you know, disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Would you say do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree, number 8.
Number 8. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. And sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their minds. Okay, let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly support,
all right?
Yes,
all right, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the ban?
I strongly support.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, regardless of where you stand on this ban, you know, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think bring more, what would you say?
More benefit?
Yes.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more, I think.
Much more, okay. All right, thank
yes.
you. All right, sir, and would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will have no impact on your decision on who you vote for?
I think I have no impact to who I vote for.
Okay, no impact.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and in the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products, like beer, yes or no?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
Tobacco. Smoke it.
Yes. Smokeless. Smokeless
yes.
tobacco.
Yes.
Okay. What about cigarettes?
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes.
Coffee?
No.
No coffee. Okay, wine?
No.
Heat, not burn, tobacco products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Soda or pop?
Soda.
Yeah, soda.
Yeah.
Or pop. Okay, what about pipe tobacco?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
8.
So be from first grade to 11th grade?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Oh, no, married.
Okay. All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I got 18, I got two already over 18 and two and one under 18.
Okay, all right. And which of the following best describes your, you know, how you think about of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I think middle class and, yeah, something like that.
Middle class, all right. We'll go to middle. All right, sorry, and are you, as any member of the household, a member of a union or employee association? Applies to you or applies to the household? Or does not apply?
Not apply.
Okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban, pretty good.
Suburban,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
What is that?
Well, it's just an abbreviation for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and then queer plus community.
Uh-huh.
That's what those letters stand for. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. With this, that was the last question. Thank you very much for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay. You have a great day.
You're welcome, sir.
Appreciate your help.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.